Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I hope that it is food for you. Don't hesitate to email me. If you have questions or doubts, please, brothers and sisters, we're in this together. And when this pandemic is over, I want your roots in Scripture to be deeper and stronger. We never expected this pandemic. Who knows what else might happen? We want to be in a place where we're rooted in God, rooted in His Word, that we can draw our life, our hope, our faith can increase as we hold on to Him. So let's take a look at the first reading today, which is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 and then verses 5 to 9. So this is short. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon Him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, and let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children.'" I remember sometime as a child, a small child, probably, well, not infant, but I was probably about 5 or 6. My mother was the organist in our parish church, and my father was wonderful. He sang in the choir. He worked all day, gas stations from morning to midnight, I think, I swear. But there he was every Sunday to sing in the choir, and he had a very good voice. But I was reminiscing about those things the other day, and I thought, they really did believe. They really did believe. My mother was a convert. She came to believe deeply. Brothers and sisters, God wants this gift of faith in you and in me to grow. We want it to grow and strengthen and hold so that we can encourage others and help others in times of difficulty like we're in right now. We want to be a people, I don't mean you have to talk Scripture all the time, but that you live by it. Most of all, that's what people see, and that's what we need. Because people are so depressed right now and so affected, or they're closed in ways that they weren't before, and it's a hard time. So we need to pray for one another. Uphold one another. If there's anybody that you can safely see, see them. Pray for them. Brothers and sisters, it's so important. Really, so very, very important. We want to be in a position, all of us together, to praise the Lord. We want to be in a position that when we die and we go before God, we look around and we see friends of ours. Isn't that what we want? For an eternity of joy and blessing. I'm sure because we're fallible, that means we're sinful, we're a bit damaged in some ways, but if we have turned to the Lord and asked forgiveness, He will clean us up in a few moments of purgatory and then bring us before Him. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is the truth. So praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He sends forth His command to the earth. Swiftly runs His word. He spreads snow like wool. Frost He strews like ashes. He has proclaimed His word to Jacob, His statutes and His ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances He has not made known to them. In a certain way, brothers and sisters, we're privileged. Don't take it for granted. Pass it on. Love your neighbor. Forgive. Ask God for grace before all of that. Ask God for grace and strength to do it. But do it. Don't hold on to grudges. None of us look very nice anyway when we do. Don't hold on. Open your heart because God wants to fill you more with His presence, with His care. Yes, we don't see it. Yes, we can't exactly feel it. But you see, as you trust God and you really do what He's asking you to do, you'll see things in your life just starting to change. It might even be just a very small degree to get you even more on the right track. Open your heart and be merciful. Be merciful to others. They've made mistakes just like you have. Help them. Don't harm them. And now we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do will be called least in the kingdom of heaven." Think of that. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let us desire that. Let us desire to follow the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that you become, you know, that a kind of religiosity, as I say it, takes control of you. Just do small things and do them well according to the commandments. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know Him. And what a joy for us if we can help one another to get there. And that's what the scriptures are asking of us. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so, you might get into heaven. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus told us in the gospel today that He comes not to abolish, but to fulfill. And I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, listen to this again, listen to it. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Although oftentimes disobeying the commandments leads to worse things. My word is always, get out, just stop it all. The commandments lead us into heaven. So many people say to me, oh yeah, I had to memorize them when I was a kid, as though that was just for that time. It's even more important as you grow. Take his word seriously. Do what he asks of you. You don't have to be following the letter of the law. That is, you're legalistic. And you just want to say, oh yes, I did that, or I didn't do that, and I didn't do that. What you want to do is say, Lord, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend more than I've ever been. I want to be more your son, your daughter. Lord, help me to follow you more closely. Help me. In having this stroke, I have often thought those thoughts. Help me, Lord. Help me to love you more. Help me to serve you, even through this, which is hard for me. To be restrained is hard for me. I'm always running from one place to another, and I can't right now. I can move, but I can only move slowly. And brothers and sisters, that really is a hard thing for me. I want to go fast. But Lord, I trust you. And I guess the Lord wanted to slow me down a little bit too. But he did it for my good. He did it because he wants me to be with him in heaven. And that's what he wants for you. So sometimes things happen in your life and you say, why did that happen? What did that mean? Just say, Lord, are you trying to say something to me? Is there a way that you're trying to communicate to me? If it is, it's because he loves you. And of course he loves you. Of course he died for you. You had someone give his life for you. Not for billions, but for you, each one of us. He knew us. He knew us by the names we would be called. He knew us. Even if we weren't old enough to understand who we were, he loved us. It's such a precious, precious opportunity to see a newborn baby. There's just a moment there when you see. I remember seeing my sister. I was staying with a cousin when my little sister, she's not little now, she's a woman. But I remember when I went, my dad came to get me and took me straight to the hospital so that I could see my sister. And I remember even then, as a child, an older child, but still a child, the joy in my heart. Brothers and sisters, it was like a touch of the Lord's joy. I just kept looking at her. And brothers and sisters, that's for us too. Our brothers and our sisters. If we have quarrels, if we have difficulties, take a time to pray and say, Lord, what's my part in taking care of this situation? He will help you. He loves you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.